Simon Chin Sadi test. We have to see if Dalet with halachas of how to measure the Tchumah. Yeah, and we discussed yesterday that you've got to use a rope. And we learned the rope mustn't be too thick, mustn't be too long. It's got to be 50 amas exactly. And if it's too, because if it's long, it's going to get too heavy. Now we're going to be going through how do you do a mountain. Now, boys, I find it's a fascinating halacha. We're going to go through pictures number 3 first of all. There's a fascinating halacha over here, which is going to teach us a little bit about the concept of the medida. We learned the medida needs to be the part of measuring is part of the mitzvah. We learned yesterday that forget about using a Google Maps. And forget about, you've got to do it according to what Chazal told you to do. And we're going to have an example now in Siv Dalet, which is really, really so distinct. When you do the, it's a very long Siv. When you measure it, you have to start from the city. In other words, okay, Yosim Achavel Kenegid Liboy, you're right, we didn't. Thank you very much. Naftali, shkar for catching me out. Well done, look at that. Yosim Achavel Kenegid Liboy, when you measure when you do the 50 amas, you've got to hold the rope on your Kenegid Liboy by your heart, like this. And that's when if you've ever seen anybody doing it, they have to hold the 50 amas, the rope like this. Yosim Achavel Kenegid Liboy, Vyam Tichenu B'chol Koicha, make it tight. Obviously, why? Because if it's not tight, then it's not going to be. You're not going to 50 amas, right? So you need to stretch it as much as you can that it's 50 amas. Right, now, Siv Dalet. Loi, Yim Doi Dele Kenegid Ha'ir. You have to start from the city. Hafilu even, Im Yesh Horim, even if there's mountains, V'geyus Kenegdo, even if there's mountains or valleys near it, Lo Yelech Me Kenegdo, don't go on the side, so don't go like this. Imagine you've got a city. This is a city. Okay, imagine this is a city from a bird's view over here. And then there's a mountain over here. A mountain over here. So it's quite a challenge to get through the mountain. We're going to see soon that to measure a mountain is quite hard. How do you measure 2,000 amas from a mountain? It's quite hard. We'll see soon why. So, but don't attempt to do, this is a good mountain over here. So it's easier just to go over here on the side, on its west or on its east, to go on the side, and then go 2,000 amas like this, and then go back like that. Then you're going to have precisely 2,000 amas, right? Again, if the city's over here, if you've got a mountain over here, or a valley, and then you want the 2,000 amas, it's the easiest just to go on the side, to 2,000 amas, and then go back like this, and you know where 2,000 amas is. You may not, you see, you know what I mean? Don't do that. You have to physically go through the mountain like this. You have to go across the mountain. What happens when you get to the mountain? Okay, Abba Yisai, why can't you just do the 50 amas over the mountain? Let's see your geography skills. GCSE geography or A-levels. Yeah, why can't you do that? Why can't you just take the rope over the mountain? Here's the mountain. And you do 50 amas, 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 50 amas. Obviously, why is it not accurate? You're right, of course, why not? Angle, of course, that's right. Because if you just go up and up and up and up and up and up and up, and you, as opposed to, and you get to 2,000 amas, if you go 2,000 amas straight, obviously it would be much longer. Now, if you talk about a tchumah here, 2,000 amas, it's obviously going to be much further than that, because if you just count 50 amas, 50 amas, 50 amas, 50 amas, 50 amas, 50 amas, in reality, 2,000 amas is much further away. Yeah, true. So how do you do it? We learned. Okay, let's see again. That's the challenge of the day. We learned that you can't go on the side, and we learned that if you go over the mountain and down, you're not going to have an accurate 2,000 amas because of the angle. So how do you get to 2,000 amas? How do you do it? Oh, very good. Okay, so you're referring to picture number 7. Do you want to turn the page? Yeah. Can you just turn the page? Picture number 7. Yeah. That's what you mean, basically, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Spot on. Have you got picture number 7? It's on the next page. Okay, Jonathan Tyners, you should do picture number 7.
Sure.
Very good. Very good, very good, very good. If it's possible, we should definitely do that. Okay, what happens if it's extremely steep? Picture number 3. Here comes the Chiddush. Okay, Rabbi said, let's go through picture number 3. Picture number 3, let's go Shulchan Aruch. When you reach a mountain, him will call kach zokuf, when it's extremely zokuf. Extremely steep. Shim yeridei chut ha-mishkoel is meroishoy, that if you'd give a string down with a weight in the bottom, chut ha-mishkoel is a string with a heavy weight dangling down, meroishoy from the top. Lo ezrachik mechinek de lemato b'shipul ha-ba amas, it wouldn't go more than 4 amas wide, long, far. Then, ozen tzorchlim doit ha-yirid ve-aliyah elohim yesh misho beroishoy. Then, you can ignore the 4 amas. Okay, picture number three says, if there's a mountain, and it's extremely steep, going literally like close to 90 degrees up. And what a man do is you go on top of the mountain, and if you can do it that it's with the distance between the top of the mountain and the bottom of the mountain is less than 4 amas. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Okay, look at the picture. From the man till that metal ball. If the distance from that is less than 4 amas, horizontal, that's the word, thank you very much. Yeah, imagine it would be the same height, and it's less than 4 amas, then you can ignore the 4 amas, and you can just do as on the picture. How basically we're learning over here, you can ignore this couple of amas between him and the floor level, you can ignore that. The horizontal distance, you can ignore that.
Now, if it's further than 4 amas away,
okay, picture number 5, please. Can somebody explain picture number 5? Naftali, are you able to explain picture number 5? We're trying to work out how to measure the 2,000 amas if there's a mountain. Can you see the top of the mountain and the bottom of the mountain? You want to figure out how to do it. You take a stick, which is good. Now what you're going to do is you take that stick, and then you put it across. Imagine you're on top of where the gentleman is standing. You put it 5 amas, and then you go there, and then you lower it, etc., etc. Pardon? Diagonal is 5 amas. Yes, that's because if the angle would be a more extreme angle, then look at picture number 3. Then you can ignore the 4 amas. So if it is going within 10 tfachim, it's going more than 5 amas, which I think Chaim wants to figure out what the angle of that is. Do you remember? I think you figured it out once. If it is going more than 5 amas within you tfachim, then what you're meant to do is, as over here, you hold the stick, and then you count this, and you go down, and then you keep going. And that's the way you're going to figure out. So basically, take a stick, yeah, and then you see where it's going, and then you go down, and then you take the stick again, etc. Are your pictures any better? Are they accurate? Can I have a look? Yeah, very good. Yeah, they're pretty much the same. Yeah. Okay. Good. Fine. Let's carry on. Then, of course, there's picture number 7, which is what Jonathan thought of. You could put two sticks on the side, 50 amas like this, and like this, you've got the 50 amas of the mountain. Can you also look at picture number 9? What's picture number 9 explaining to us? Shulchan Aruch, top of page 532, the top line. V'meni yochel avliyo b'chevel shel 50 amas. If you can't do picture number 7, then moedu b'chevel shel 4 amas, then you have to do picture number 9. V'chein ta'aseh. Now, the next few lines of Shulchan Aruch are just describing what we're seeing in picture number 9. How does he do it? Picture number 9, how does he work? It's actually two gentlemen. What are they doing? String of 4 amas. What are they doing? Two gentlemen. It's not acrobatics.
Okay, they're holding a stick of 4 amos, and? Okay, one gentleman is standing on top. He's holding the string opposite the other fellow. And then he's turning around, whilst the former is going down to the rock bottom. And like this, you can consecutively just do 4 amos plus 4 amos plus 4 amos plus 4 amos. And you're not losing the, what's the word?
Gradient.
You're not losing.
The perpendicularity.
Okay, whatever. You know what I mean with that, yeah? So that's what you're meant to do. That's what you should do. One is standing in the rock bottom of the mountain. And one of them is standing 4 amos away from the former. The lower one is holding a string. Connected Libo is holding a string by his heart. And the higher gentleman is holding the string by his feet. And then the lower one goes up to the place where the high one is standing. And the high one goes up for amos. And so you should do until you have got the entire mountain. 4 amos plus 4 amos plus 4 amos, etc. If it's very, very slanty, and it's got this angle of 4 amos in 10 fachim, then they were lenient, and they were not matriach, and so here again, that we're learning that if the extreme, look at picture number 3 again, which is telling us that if it's a very extreme angle, you can ignore distance. You can ignore the distance between him and you can ignore those 4 amas.
Why?
Because Chazal said it, you can ignore it. It's a massive kula. I haven't got an explanation. It's a good question. I don't know what's pshat in it. But the maestro, what turns out is that you don't have 2,000 amas. How much are you going to have? How much are you going to have? On the contrary. You're gaining 4 amas. You may be gaining 3 amas.
But when it's less than gradient, you have to measure it, like a picture 9. Yeah? So it's
yes.
45 degrees, you have to measure it. But if it's 180 degrees,
is it 180 degrees? That's what it is?
It's virtually vertical.
Yeah.
45 degrees is this.
I was calling 90 degrees, no? Is it not 90 degrees?
90 degrees is what they're striving to attain. 90 degrees is what I said, perpendicularity, giving it straight.
Okay. So if it's 180...
Yeah.
That means that, that's right, yeah. So if it's got more than this 10 tvachim in 5 amas distance, then if it's more extreme than that, then you can ignore it, the 4 amas.
Between, say, 60 degrees
now. Yeah, is that, are you agreeing to these figures? Yeah, okay, so that's it. And if it's possible to do picture number 7, that's even better. That's Jonathan's idea, which is very correct. If you can do that, if you can skip that, it's not going to work over the Mount Everest, I doubt. I don't think it's going to work there, but it might work over the high hills in England. You know, I'm saying I'm still Swiss, so I still know what a mountain is meant to look like. Yes, so in England you might be able to do picture number 7. Yes, you might get away with it. Yeah. So that's the way to do it. Okay. Otherwise, you're going to have to do picture number 9, which works well. But yes, I think I agree with Yossel's point very, very much that. I don't have a full understanding why Chachamim were makel to such an extent, like in picture number 3. Why would they be makel and ignore 4 amas if it's on extreme distance? That's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah, okay. And tomorrow we'll be speaking about the opposite scenario, which is the valleys, which you're going to see in picture number 11 and picture number 12.
The only terrace to that is that because of the angle of it, it's not like to have a material. It can't keep happening because it's so far down that it won't make a material difference to the bit of a rise source for it.
Yeah, but does that mean, does that tell us that the 2,000 amas is lav dafke then? It's interesting. Yeah.
Well, maybe you meant to estimate it, you wouldn't.
Yeah, perhaps, I don't know, but we don't, yeah. Okay, Rabbi, so that's it for this evening. I wish you a very pleasant evening.